Hello, and welcome to another Forgotten Fantasy podcast. Today, we are going to continue the Emperor Blood saga with Part 3, Chapter 3, and we will see what happens to our protagonist this time. I hope you enjoy.
Chapter 3. The train drew into the interior of a huge station. Matthew and Jebediah guided Tanchi out onto the platform. Other slaves and captives disembarked from the other cars. Men, women, and children, in various forms of dress, shuffled in long chained lines to unknown destinations. The march behaved exactly as Tanchi had expected. His jailers took him deep into the building. Senator Reimer had disappeared. Tanchi assumed he had left the train long before. Guards and prisoner walked down a hall to a heavy iron door. Jebediah put his palm on a pad, and the door opened onto a large courtyard covered with snow. Dead stalks of ivy climbed up a high stone wall on the far side. Above it brooded a black cloud burdened sky, without a star or moon. To Tanchi's left stood a row of strong iron doors, each with a small window. To his right, more doors, then the front of a house with a large bay window set with round bottle-bottomed glass. A large black cat with a white flash and paw slunk along the wall, then sat by the house door. "Hello!" Matthew yelled. "We're back!" The house door opened and the cat slid in. A stout woman stood in the doorway. Tanchi met his first march woman. She wore a long, somber brown wool dress and a gray apron over a multitude of petticoats. Her gray streaked hair was drawn back into a bun covered with a white cotton bonnet. Two heavily dressed children, a little girl and a boy, peeked from the door. Tanchi's heart ached at a memory of Anya and Chang. "Haven't you heard of courtesy? Yelling in such a way," the woman said. "Still, praise Jesus, you're home safe. What have we here?" "It's Reimer's vampire, my love." Matthew turned to Tanchi. "This is my lady wife, Meekly Reimer." Tanchi bowed and, as best he could, touched his head, heart, and throat. "My lady Meekly, I greet you." He looked at the two children. "Who are they?" "Cover your eyes," Meekly said to the children. "Go back in the house." The two children stared at Tanchi as if he had already hypnotized them. The little girl stuck her thumb in her mouth and clung onto her mother's skirts. "I'm Christian. She's Comfort. What's your name?" the boy asked. "I'm Tanchi. I once had a boy and a girl." "To eat?" Christian looked awed and terrified. "My own children. Your military murdered them." "Don't listen to him. He's the king of lies," Meekly said. "Do as you're told, or I'll take the switch to you." The boy bounced back into the house. "I'm not a man who lies." Tanchi narrowed his eyes. "I'll put on the coffee and get your breakfast while you put the vampire away." Meekly rubbed her cold hands. "Is the demon eating his victims here, in front of the children? This is an abomination, what Cousin Jonas has brought here." "Hush, the walls have ears. We have no choice but to trust and serve the Lord our God," Matthew said, "that he knows the way better than ourselves." "I know I have no choice, sir," Tanchi said, "but I would prefer not to kill my enemies in front of innocent children. I normally feed on animals, and I drink coffee, black." Tanchi had no hope that coffee might appear for him. "Animals can be arranged," Matthew said. Relief slightly softened Meekly's sour face. She turned back into the house with Jebediah. Matthew led Tanchi to one of the iron doors, pulled back a thick bolt, and put Tanchi into the cell. "It's almost dawn," Matthew said. "There's a shutter on the window that keeps out the light." Jebediah arrived with a thermos and a plain white mug stained on the inside. He poured coffee into the mug. The scent of coffee overwhelmed the cell. Matthew pulled a tabletop down from the wall, and Jebediah placed the thermos on it. He removed Tanchi's shackles while Matthew trained laser. Tanchi picked up the hot mug and warmed his cold hands. He gave them a bow and sipped. The coffee was freshly brewed. The taste brought a sudden wave of homesickness. Tanchi blinked and pushed back the dangerous motion. "Thank you," he said. Jebediah nodded. Matthew slammed the window shutter closed, and the guards left. The bolt in the door clanged into place. Tanchi moved to the door and checked it. It was an old-fashioned bolt, no electronic or computer maintenance. He threw himself against the steel door. It barely creaked. The hinges sat on the outside, leaving only a minuscule crack around the edges of the door. Tanchi sighed. His only compensation was that in a week or two, the military would invade. Not that they would save a Painon. He sat down on the bed, tightened his cape around him, and drank the coffee. Heat blew from small registers in the floor, warming him to drowsiness. He took off the cape and hung it in one of the several pegs on the wall, then removed his boots. A thick patchwork quilt covered the single bed. A round rag mat sat on the floor beside it. Tanchi pulled off his clothes and turned down the covers. He placed the plump pillow on the floor and crawled into bed, piling the quilt over and around him. The small kindness of his jailers in looking after his comfort with the blanket and the coffee, keeping him warm, it confused him. The children bothered him. He knew they were enemies, but like his discomfort at the deaths of the March Cabin boys during the war, and the pain of the long-ago execution of the miner's son, he wanted no revenge on children, despite the deaths of his own. Yet they must die when the fleet arrived. The fighting would destroy this building and the city around it. Tanchi lay awake for a long time before he fell asleep.
Thank you very much for listening. And as always, if you absolutely cannot wait until next week to listen for the next chapter, you can go on over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/forgottenfantasy and get a full digital copy of the book for $5. We also live stream on Twitch, although it's kind of intermittent at this point because we have a lot of other stuff that's taking our time and energy, so we just haven't been playing as much in the way of video games, but we do live stream every so often, maybe once a week, and I hope that you can go on over to our channel at twitch.tv/gamersillogical and check it out. As well, we also have Facebook and Twitter, so facebook.com/forgottenfantasy and twitter.com/@gamersillogical. And I hope you all have a good day, take care, and good health. Bye-bye now.